Hey everybody, it's Kyle coming to you from my car for a special report. It's the total solar eclipse 2024, the end of the world. Yeah, I got a feeling it's going to be just like last time and next time, meaning there's not going to be any end of the world. It always is humorous to me that people think that humans are that important that this entire planet really is going to affect everything, be affected instantaneously, or somehow the moon in front of the sun, between us and the sun, is something that's going according to humans. Yeah, it's not, guys. It's not. It's exactly the same no matter what, whether you're alive or not. God, seriously, when people are in a right lane and someone is trying to get off or get onto the highway and people stay in that lane, so you have to try and get in front of them or you have to stay back and stop, it's so fucking ridiculous. If you're in that far right lane, move over to the left lane so the people merging can get in. And then move back if you're so fucking dead set on being in that lane. It's just common sense and common courtesy. Okay, sorry. I'm just... Dude, I'm becoming a grumpy old man pretty quickly. But anyway, I'm driving around right now. It's about 1:53 and it looks like it is dusk right now. It is weird. But you know, this happened in 2015, I think. And... I was at work and we had special glasses and everything, and I watched it, and I mean, it was cool and everything, and it is neat, you know, it looks really cool. The world is not going to fucking end. As a matter of fact, really, the only things that could happen would be if there were some sort of issue and we lost electricity or internet. Like, you don't want us to lose the internet, man. Things will go shit haywire. But again, that's not because of the moon and the sun deciding to, or the moon deciding to be in between us and the sun. It's just the way it is, man. Those things are going to happen whether we're here or not. So it just always is humorous to me that we think that we're that important. anyway, but yeah. So we had a great trip, by the way. It was fantastic. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. I cannot say enough great things about where we were and really everyone that we met in Mexico. I mean, people were so awesome. Yeah, some of the salespeople and some of the shops and stuff were a little annoying. And then there's also the people, like as soon as you get off the plane and you walk, so you're going out to get to the vehicle that's going to take you to the resort or whatever, there's a onslaught of salespeople, these guys trying to book you for these adventure excursions and shit like that. And you know, you just have to say no and keep walking. That's what you have to do. And we picked a specific resort simply because we knew there would be no assholes trying to sell us timeshares and crap like that, and no kids. Nothing against kids, we love kids. Just while we're on vacation, we just don't want a lot of noise and stuff like that. So, we're just chilling out, man. We had a blast. I bought an amazing bottle of tequila. It's, you know, one of a kind type of thing. I will put some pictures in the notes, the link to the pictures. You can go check those out if you like. But yeah, pretty incredible, man. And, had a great time. And our kids did as well. They went to Los Angeles on a school trip and it was amazing. They had a blast. I did see the lightsaber. My son went and built a lightsaber at Savi's workshop or whatever in Galaxy's Edge, and it is cool as hell, dude. It is so heavy. I was really floored. Everything's metal. Kind of amazing, to be honest with you. But there's no way I would buy one still, just because, dude, I'm a chubby middle Midwestern dad, you know. in the suburbs. I don't need a lightsaber. I mean, they're cool looking, but it's just not my thing, really. I had fun building a droid a few years ago when we went there. But yeah, that's it, guys. I was out and about because we're getting some things set up that we're working on, personal paperwork and stuff like that. Based upon everything that we've gone through with my mother and now that we're dealing with a little bit with my wife's mother, we're wanting to make sure that we have all our ducks in a row and things in order, you know, should something happen. So that's where I just was. And yeah, watching people standing around. And I get it, man. I mean, look, it was fun watching it the last time. It was really cool. And it is really neat looking. It's interesting. But it has zero effect on, you know, just because it was written by a human being somewhere at some point or said by a human being at some point somewhere does not mean it's going to happen. Ever, guys. Ever. The moon would be moving in between us and the sun whether we're here or not. It's just a moon of a planet partially blocking the star in that solar system. That's all it is. So enjoy. If you're watching, I hope you enjoy it. I know that there's a town I heard somewhere in Missouri that's the perfect place to watch it in the United States because it'll be 100% covered, which is cool. And they're charging people like $650 a night at the hotel there. And people are paying it. That's what's even funnier. But anyway, yeah, it's just not really our kind of deal. But I hope you guys, whatever you're doing, I hope you enjoy it. I hope that you get a chance to even listen to this. You may not. I mean, the world could explode as soon as I'm done recording this. But I doubt it. All right, guys. Take it easy. I will have a full new episode for you guys next week. And thank you very much for listening. I've got major lawn action to mow. So if you're around in my area, do me a favor. Get off my lawn.